I had no choice but to give in. And whenever I hear anybody say that, I want to say to them, well, you know what you're doing? You're calling God a liar. You say, well, I had no choice. I had to give in to that temptation. Well, God says he'll always make a way out. It may be tough. It may be difficult. It may be painful. It might even be embarrassing. But there will always be a way out.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, as we bring our series, Growing in the Seasons of Life, to a close, you need to know that just like a growing season for plants, you have to go through various seasons in order to mature. In this message series, Pastor Rick shows you how to make the most out of the seasons of life, no matter which one you're in. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a resource that's perfect for anyone feeling spiritually run down. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Season of Temptation.
Anticipate the problem, accept responsibility, ask God for help. Number four, you're serious about overcoming temptation, the habits, the hang-ups, the hurts that mess up your life. I need to, number four, admit my struggle to a friend. Now, you don't have to admit it to everybody. You know, you don't go out and blab it to the whole schoolyard. Or, you know, you don't go on 60 Minutes and say, here's my secret sin. It just means you need to admit it to somebody close, and it needs to be a Christian. Why? So they can pray for you. I mean, you admit your sin to an unbeliever, that just go tell 15 people about it. But you need to tell it to somebody who you trust, who will love you, accept you, and pray for you. You need to associate with people who can help. You need to build a support network around you for the areas that you're weak in. You need to reinforce good intentions. Now, God wants us to help each other. And he wants us to help each other so much that he has made as a prerequisite to healing that you share your faults with somebody else. It is the prerequisite to healing. Look at James chapter 5, verse 16. Admit your sins to who? To who? I'm going to ask it a third time. Admit your sins to who? To each other. And so that you may be healed. Now, what I'd like to do is let's take 5 minutes right now, turn to the person next to you, share them your deepest sin, all right? Oh, you think I'm joking? The visitors are all getting really uptight right now. But notice, it doesn't say admit it to a priest or a pastor, although that can help. It doesn't say admit it to a counselor, although that can help. It says to each other. To each other. And it says, so you may be healed. He's saying, don't repress it, confess it. He's saying, don't conceal it, reveal it. He said, get it off your chest. It is the prerequisite to healing. Revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. And hiding a hurt always intensifies it. People say time heals all wounds. That's a bunch of baloney. If time healed all wounds, try sitting in a doctor's office. Will that make you well? No. In fact, time just festers wounds. It makes them worse. Time does not heal cancer. Surgery, radiation, and chemo heals cancer. Time will not heal that hurt, that resentment in your life. You need to deal some spiritual surgery on it. You need to deal with it dramatically. And the way you do it is by sharing it with a friend who can pray with you and encourage you and counsel you and help you. You know, as a pastor, people tell me, of course, all kinds of things that they'll never tell anybody else. I mean, I could blackmail half of you. But I won't. I won't. And when somebody comes to me and they say to me, you know, Pastor Rick, and their bottom lip starts to tremble and their eyes get all misty and their face kind of tightens up and they go, you know, Rick, I've never shared this with anybody in the whole world until now. When they say that to me, I get so excited because I know relief is about to happen. They're taking the first step to recovery. The door is going to be open. The light's going to be turned on. The boogeyman's going to be exposed for who he is. And they are going to experience for the first time in their life relief because they shared their deepest secret with another human being. That's the way God set it up in this world. Confess your faults to each other and pray for each other so that you will be healed. And I know relief is on the way. Before they even tell me what it is, they're already starting the healing process.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources available to you. Again, that's PastorRick.com. Now, if you've got a tablet or smartphone, just text the word DAILY to 99000 to connect with Pastor Rick. The second half is coming right up, so please stay with us.
It's no secret that here in our nation and all around the world, the spiritual and moral foundation is deteriorating, leaving many people without hope. We need a dramatic awakening to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope to disheartened and hurting people across our country and around the globe. How can you help? By becoming a partner in hope. Your regular monthly support will help us continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation and all around the world, on air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick wants to send you a signed copy of Re-Energize Your Life, a first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching. This high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. If you feel led to become a partner in hope, or you'd like to send a one-time gift, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004 or by visiting PastorRick.com. When you give a gift, Rick has asked us to send you this amazing resource. So contact us right now to get yours at 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get in on this opportunity, so don't wait.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
And when somebody comes to me and they say to me, you know, Pastor Rick, and their bottom lip starts to tremble, and their eyes get all misty, and their face kind of tightens up, and they go, you know, Rick, I've never shared this with anybody in the whole world until now. When they say that to me, I get so excited because I know relief is about to happen. They're taking the first step to recovery. And they are going to experience for the first time in their life relief because they shared their deepest secret with another human being. That's the way God set it up in this world. Confess your faults to each other and pray for each other so that you will be healed. And I know relief is on the way. Before they even tell me what it is, they're already starting the healing process by the willingness to do that. Now, there are three dramatic benefits for sharing your temptations with a person or a small group of people who can pray for you. You need to write these down. Three benefits. Number one, the first benefit is it helps you gain control. Talking about any problem always helps you gain control over it. Just even talking about it gives you a semblance of control for that problem. Let me say it in the opposite way. If you have a hurt or you've got a hang up or you've got a secret sin in your life and you can't talk about it to anybody, it's out of control. I'll just tell you right now, it's out of control. because you can't even talk about it. So it's so much bigger than it really is because you don't talk about it. The second benefit is that it relieves inner stress. When you reveal your hurt, reveal your habit, reveal your hang-up, reveal your fear to a friend, it's liberating. And when you get in a small group, or like a support group or recovery group, and you begin to share your real self, who you really are, you know what you find out? You start finding out as they share their issues, you go, I didn't know anybody else ever felt like that. I didn't know any other parent ever felt like killing their kids sometimes. I didn't know that you wanted to pull your hair out. I just thought I was the only one who had ever felt that way. That's why here at Saddleback Church, in our efforts to build a healthy whole church, we have a constant parade across this stage every week of real people sharing real problems and real struggles that they're going through. You see, some of you think, well, I can't share this because Christians aren't supposed to struggle with this. Who said? Who said? You say, well, Christians aren't supposed to struggle with this problem. Who said? Christian, you don't stop being a human being when you become a believer. Listen, the problems of unbelievers and believers are identical. The only difference is believers have a source of power greater than themselves to work on it, and unbelievers don't. In this group here today, probably every problem and every sin known to man is sitting in a chair right there. Then either it's in your life or in somebody next to you. Why? Because we're all in the same boat. It's called humanity. So there is no sin, quote, that Christians don't struggle with. What we need to do is just be honest about that and say, yeah, we're struggling with this, and let's get help. And that's why we have this parade of testimonies sharing, and we've gone through the gamut, as you know, of people not getting up here saying, well, thank God, my life's perfect. I haven't sinned in 30 years. I mean, if you're perfect, please go find another church, okay? We don't want you here. This is only a church for people who want to grow, who want to develop, who are human beings, and who are honest, and don't wear masks, just really are honest, that nobody's got it all together. The third benefit is that it provides support and accountability. And you have to have both of those in order to be healed of a habit or a hang-up or a hurt. You need support and you need accountability. Now, there is somebody here in this audience, and I don't know who this is for, but I do know God wants me to say this. Somebody here has a secret sin, and you know what it is, and I don't, but you know what it is. And you're hiding it, and you have thought this: I'm not going to share it with anybody, but I'm just going to discreetly fix it myself. And then once it's fixed, then I can tell a story about how God helped me after it's all over. But I don't want to share my problem with anybody right now because it would be too embarrassing. And so I'm not going to tell anybody about my secret sin because I'm a Christian and Christians shouldn't have this sin. And so I'm just going to fix it myself. And this is what God wants to say to you. You're not going to get well. You're not going to get well. Did you hear that? You're not going to get well. You're not going to get better on your own. You haven't, and you're not going to. You may as well quit fooling yourself, quit kidding yourself. You need other people to help you get out of it. And you're not going to get well, never, on your own. You say, but if I admit this to a person, that's humbling. You bet it is. And the Bible says God gives grace to the humble. Grace is the power you need to change. And as long as you're on a prideful, insecure trip that says, I can't let anybody see that I'm not perfect, you're not going to get well. You need somebody to help you walk through it. Preferably somebody who's already been through it or is just a step ahead. Now, if you are an attender here at Saddleback, and obviously you are, you have no excuse at all for not getting the support that you need. This church is famous for its recovery programs and support groups. In the last 5 years, we've had about, well, nearly 2,000 people, maybe over 2,000 people, have gone through either a recovery group or support group here at Saddleback Church to find help and hope. And you name the problem that you're thinking of, and we've got it covered. With 36,000 names on our attender roll, which is a city, that means no matter what weird experience you think you're the only one you've got, there are at least 200 other people in this church who are going through the same thing and struggling with the same sin. But you're not going to get well until you take that step to reveal it to a friend. And I want to encourage you to get involved in a support group, in a recovery group. There are people here who will accept you and welcome you non-judgmentally and say, yeah, come on in, and say, you know what, I'm in the same boat. Let me tell you how God's helping me. Let's work on this together. Once you have admitted your area of temptation to a friend, to a support group, to a recovery group, whatever, you're ready for step five. Avoid tempting situations. If you don't want to get stung, stay away from the bees. If you don't want to get burned, don't get close to the fire. If you don't want to fall off the cliff, don't hang over the ledge. You go, wow, it's a long way down. The goal is not how close to the temptation can I get and not get burned. It's the goal is how far away can I keep from it? Look at this verse, Proverbs 14:16. A wise man turns away from evil, but a fool is arrogant and careless. A fool goes, I can handle this. Who are you kidding? You don't go to a bar just to eat pretzels. So you need to do a little frank assessment. And you need to analyze when and where am I most tempted? When am I most vulnerable? Where am I most vulnerable? And then, real simple, stay away from those situations as much as you can, or minimize them. Where am I most tempted? Is it in airports? Is it on business trips? Is it at home when I'm alone and all the kids are off to school? Is it after school? Is it in a parked car? Is it during the weekends? Is it when I'm watching television? You need to be aware of the situations that cause you to stumble and then avoid those things. Just stay away from them. Look at this next verse. Psalm 119:59 says, I thought about the wrong direction in which I was headed, and I turned around and came running back to you. Now, that's a good verse to carry in your wallet. I thought about the wrong direction I was heading, and I turned around and came running back to you. The Bible says, run from temptation. Flee it. It means if you have to physically remove yourself, do it. Did you hear what John did? He saw the beer, he's sitting there. He didn't sit there going, my, that's nice. It says he got up and went into the house and got a Coke. And that's what you need to do. When Joseph was tempted by Potiphar's wife, she was a married woman, trying to seduce him. And it said he was wearing his favorite coat, but she grabbed him by the coat. He just left the coat and split. And sometimes you may have to leave your coat. But you get out of the situation. You run from it. You don't stay around. And when you're tempted, you just get up and change the channel. Or you take a shower, or you turn on the music, or you go for a walk, or you read the Bible, or you call a Christian friend who's in your support group. You do something to break the spell. Let me just give you some practical advice. Don't ever try to argue with the devil. You'll lose. You'll lose every time. Because he's had thousands of years thinking up lines to counter anything you can come up with. So don't rationalize it, don't justify it, don't argue it. Don't, when you are being tempted, the key thing to do is to break the focus. You don't look at the cookies and say, I don't want them, I don't want them, I don't want them, I don't want, I really am not hungry. Who are you kidding? What you do is you got to turn around. And the key is not, listen, the more you fight a feeling, the harder it gets. The stronger it becomes in your life. The more you fight a feeling, The more it grows in intensity. When you go, I don't. What are you doing the whole time you're saying you don't? You're focusing on the thing you don't want. The key is to just switch your mind and refocus and avoid the situation. Let me give you another verse. You can write this down. Ephesians 4:27. It says, don't give the devil a foothold. What that means is when temptation calls you on the phone, you just drop the receiver. Just be rude to the devil. Okay? When temptation calls you on the phone, you don't try to argue. You just drop the receiver and go do something else. Number six. The sixth step is to affirm God's word. Claim the promises of God that he has given in his word about temptation. And everybody here ought to memorize 1 Corinthians 10:13. Look at this. Let's read it together. God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Now, I've had many people tell me, you know, Rick, I couldn't help myself. If you had been in the situation, you would have understood. It was absolutely impossible to resist. I had no choice but to give in. Whenever I hear anybody say that, I want to say to them, well, you know what you're doing? You're calling God a liar. Are you calling him a liar? You say, well, I had no choice. I had to give in to that temptation. Well, God says he'll always make a way out. It may be tough. It may be difficult. It may be painful. It might even be embarrassing. But there will always be a way out. And you cannot legitimately say, I had no choice but to give in. Because you did have a choice. God makes sure that that is his promise.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. It's no secret that in our nation and around the world, the spiritual and moral foundation is deteriorating, leaving many people without hope. We need a dramatic awakening to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope to disheartened and hurting people across the country and around the globe. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the reasons that I started Daily Hope is to take the message of hope, not just across our country, but all around the world, to people who need a shot of encouragement, who need the message and word of hope in a discouraging day. And that message can only be found in Jesus. Would you help me with this? I really need your help. I can't do it by myself. And I'd like to ask you to become my partner in the Daily Hope ministry. If you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in hope, you can help me broadcast these life-transforming messages from God's Word, not just here in America, but in podcasts and online and literally all around the world. And I want to say thanks for your support. And as your first gift of being a partner in hope, I want to send you a signed copy. I'll sign this copy of my new Bible study tool called Re-Energize Your Life. I know it'll help you grow. It's an important resource. I'm very proud of it. I'm excited to offer it to you. And we want to offer it to you as you become a partner in hope together with us. God bless you. Let me hear from you.
If you feel led to become a partner in hope, or you'd simply like to make a one-time gift, please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Either way, Rick has asked us to send you this high-quality vegan leather-bound four-color journal experience book. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, as well as verses and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. So contact us right now to get yours at 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get in on this opportunity, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.